Leander Grace, also host of Holistic Truth, is an empathic intuitive, gifted seer, apostolic teacher, and compassionate awakening coach. She's walked the path of the warrior, the mother, the shaman, the mystic, counselor, and magician. Passionate about helping you find your answers, Leander Grace gets right to the center of what may be holding you back, and offers guidance and support for development of those spiritual habits and skills that can best serve you in your own life. Leander Grace is a willing instrument of Holy Spirit, and by an agreement of relationship allows the guardian realm to channel information through her. Because of her open and loving heart, Leander Grace can zero in on and adjust to the information realm that best serves you, including those things only recorded within Akasha. What's your question? Leander Grace can get some answers, but you'll own experience. Remember to watch for signposts, to connect the dots, to find your path, to live in love, and to do good. As we learn to forgive, we will awaken that is off dua. Oh, awaken us off, do I indeed. Good evening out there to la-di-da-di and every other body, and a hearty hello to all you light workers, you seed sowers, you avatars, and our listening spirit and space force rangers. Shout out to all you scholars out there as well whose work is not for sissies. Do welcome you here to Empathic Channel. It is Monday, September 25th, 2023, and we are broadcasting live from the high mountain desert. Our goal today, as it has become our habit, is to help folks with an empowering assist on the road to owning your own experience. I am your host and empathic channel, Leander Grace, and it is good to be with you all here this evening. My goodness, it has been quite the week and quite the 7-day spread that we've had. I've been able to get some software that I was talking about and do some little ditties that I needed to get done, and things are progressing quite as they need to. It's been very nice weather and all of the rest, and so it's been overall a very nice, relaxing week. Lots of stuff coming up. Don't mistake that. There's battles going on, and then there's people in the queue, and we got phone calls to get to, and we'll go ahead and do that here directly. The connections are clear, and the pipes are wide open, and the view of it all is spectacular on so many levels. Some things are looking kind of yucky, but when you get them out there in the public, they make a way for things to happen, and we're just real happy about that. So we, and the we is inclusive, of course, we're blessed to be able to share with you all here today. We do continue to hold a space of peace, love, and grace while the Great Awakening continues to accelerate across the face of the earth. It is a very exciting time to be alive and aware and awake and about the business of this one thing. My goodness, all kinds of stuff going on the world stage. Now, I'm not watching a lot of news, but I'm feeling things kind of shift a little bit. A lot of truth is coming out. You know, those who need egg on their faces are getting it. That's a little bit of political stuff. But overall, the awakening, there's some spiritual things coming up. People are popping up and seeing the truth. Souls are being won for God and all the rest. Closets are getting cleaned out. Our yucky stuff is coming up for us to look at. It's not fun, but it is necessary so that we can see what's there. We've been talking about contending the faith for the last week. Also on the program, we're going to shift a little bit and talk about not my mantra tonight. That's the topic, not my mantra. And we're going to see about concentrating our, you know, the calls can be about anything, but I'm going to concentrate the teaching on keeping your steady beat, keeping your own rhythm amidst the orchestra, amidst the symphony, amidst the opera that's going on. Right? And how do you not get diverted into somebody else's rhythm or somebody else's stuff, you know, kind of keeping your own self, keeping your own pace, keeping your own boundaries and all of that. So let me go ahead and give you that call-in number right off the bat, because we're going to keep the phone lines open and ready for calls all throughout the call. This is a one-hour program this evening, so let's go ahead and give you that call-in number. It's 563-999-3647. Again, that call-in number is 563-999-3647. We do have a few in the queue, like I said, to get to. Let me say this about that. I'll make sure that it's guarded and no wayward information comes in and all the rest. We helped you connect the dots to see your path amid all of the distractions. That's what we do here on Empathic Channel. We are part of Holistic Truth Radio, part of a Nazarene network, and we do you know, amid all of the distractions, we find ourselves playing with our mental blocks, or maybe we come up to a roadblock or something like that. You know, but we learn to really live and get past ourselves and get beyond that and start living in our total greatness. Now, that's not self-centeredness. That doesn't mean we're greater than God. That just means our total greatness being all that, the best that we can be. And how do we do that? We've got to get the yuck out. And how do we get the yuck out? We've got to say it's there. And sometimes we don't see it, and it feels like it's big, but it could just be a little bitty yucky thingy. And that's what we help to do here on the program, is see past ourselves into the stuff that really is standing in our way and help us get to the next level. So that's what we do. So, and keeping also, let's see what we've got. I want to go ahead and put, yes, any information that we get from the guardians and from Holy Spirit, any information that we get from the guardians is suggestive. It is guidance. There are no strict rules. And last week, we did have a caller, bless her heart, Melissa. Bless her heart, she called in. And the guardians wanted me to give a wave of warning that they are not to be, it sounded a little worshipful, the last caller. Now, understand that the guardians do not want to be, they're not like that. That's not the way that is. Don't worship them. Worship God. You know, don't. They're not someone to obey. The guardians are not to obey. They are to listen to. And it's a completely different way of approaching the information. Okay, so follow God and trust Christ. And the guardians give guidance. And that's the way that works. All right, let's go ahead and bring our first caller. Well, let's go ahead and use the topic. We can get to that in a minute. The topic is about, let's just give it. The topic is keeping our rhythm amid the rhythm of the orchestra, amid the whole orchestra that's playing, and all of that, the gala events that are going on, all right? All right, so let's go ahead and bring these microphones live. First one we got is area code 860. Pardon me, it'll be area code 860, and then it'll be area code 646. They'll be the first two in line. So as area code 646 took the hand down, I want you to know that I saw that. So area code 860, I'm going to go ahead and bring your microphone live. We won't bring it live unless you got your hand. Welcome to the program, area code 860. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, thank you so much. There. My name is Lisa. I'm a caller.
Mm-hmm. Lisa,
I'm from Connecticut.
Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
All right, Connecticut. Got that gallop going on. What can we do for you on the program, Lisa?
Well, if you could give me any insight into how I could move forward and get out of my own way, it would be great.
That's a good question. Yeah. First of all, breathe, because I can almost hear you. I mean, I can hear your voice fine, but I can almost hear the rest. You know, there's a lot of stuff that comes in when people come on live. So, yeah, we get past ourselves. Wow, this is going to be tough. You got to stop fighting. You got to stop fighting. And the fighting, that's okay here, the fighting to stop is, there's an argument in your head. We don't have to air what it is unless you want to. That's all on you. But there's an argument in your head, and you're hitting a brick wall with it. And something that it's almost like there's a cognitive dissonance in your brain. You can see the answer, but it is mostly elusive. Now, what I mean by that is you can almost understand which direction to go, but something keeps making you question it. All right, so let me see here. I'm getting the overall picture. Yeah. Well, hon, you're gonna need to say no a lot to a lot of people. And, you're going to need to say no a lot. The fact that you're not in your way, but it seems as though you're allowing other folks to be in your way, and I'm drawing a little doodle here. We'll find out what it's going to be in a minute. But it seems as though you are allowing other people's needs to come before yours when you need to take care of your things so that you can be available to do the things you need to do. One of the biggest things to get out of your way is to say no to people. Is that difficult for you?
I've gotten much better at it than I used to.
My goodness, let me clear my throat here.
I was amazing.
Okay,
yesterday.
So but when you say no to people, how do you feel about that? Do you still have that twinge?
I feel guilty.
Avoid
people.
Okay, so here's the thing, and the guilt is not the issue. And the guardians are having me write that it's not guilt. It's the fear of feeling bad.
I've been saying no because they were incapacitating me, and I've lost a lot of friends because they just get mad at me for not doing what they want. And I'm like, I've been doing what you want for 30
exactly.
years.
Yes, that's right. And that's what we're saying is that continue saying no. But it's what how you feel about it when you say no and it comes back. So understand that when you give the resistance, and this is, yeah, that makes sense now. When you give the resistance to what they see as a normal flow, you're the battery. You're the battery's drained. You need to go get charged. It's not fair to them that you need. That doesn't mean it's normal thinking. That doesn't mean that it's a healthy thought. But it's not okay that you need to refresh or you need to follow your own drum. And you're going to, the people will continue to say goodbye. They're still going to do this. It's not going to change with the people that are around you. And so you'll need to continue saying no. Now, you might want to preface it with this. I know that you need this, but I have to say no. You can recognize the fact that it's important to them and still say no. And understand that you saying no to people is a strength for you and not a weakness.
Okay.
And it still comes down to that. So, yes, you're doing better about saying no. And just as you said, your environment is fighting back. That's what the environment does. It fights back and tries to get back to that equilibrium that it was before you raised your hand and said no about whatever it is. And so they're having to change, and they don't like it. That's normal human behavior pattern, resistance to change. I don't know who the people are. That's just a normal resistance to change of a human behavior. So going forward, what can you do to get past yourself and move on with this? Well, first of all, understand that when you say no, you might feel guilty for a minute. And you might want to do something like, yep, there's the guilt. Okay, you can go now. Recognize and acknowledge the fact that the guilt's going to come because we're programmed that way. And then when it does, just give it permission or give it a command to however you want to do it to say, no, I don't need you. I'm doing the right thing, and there's no guilt in this.
Can you just say, I said no to my neighbors like 8 years ago, and they have been haunting me, and police on me every time I walk out my door. They look for things to call for, just anything. They try to run me over.
Yeah, that's a little bit different. That in and of itself is going to require a lot of prayer. That's a spiritual target. That's beyond the physical target and the normal reason. And the guardians are saying that's the spear that I was seeing because I didn't know who was holding the spear. So understand that that is a spiritual attack. And the only way that you're going to be able to, and anybody would ever be able to battle that level of spiritual attack is prayer. A lot of prayer. I'm talking about fervent, sweating, puking your guts up prayer to get your system, to get your area cleaned. And you might want to make it a normal habit of when you wake up in the morning just to bless your house and thank God for the home and ask for protection for it. And what you will see, and if you have friends and neighbors or friends or family that can pray for you, get the numbers building to pray for you. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and do that right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this program and thank you for this opportunity to bring this to you. Knowing that it is by your help and your spirit that we'll be able to overcome this, that Lisa will be able to overcome this spiritual attack that's going on. Father, place that circle of protection around her and let her know that you're near her. Let her know that your strength and your protection will ward off those attacks. And Father, understand that it is our request and my request, and those listening remotely, I ask you to go ahead and answer me in agreement with this. That we go ahead at all of the devices that are aimed toward Lisa, that they go ahead and shoot right back to those who are aiming it at him. Understand, Father, this is a spiritual attack. We are ill-equipped, and we leave it in your hands in Jesus' name. Amen. So there you go with that. So you've got some good spiritual protection and some good armor just by our intention, but it's also necessary for you to follow up okay, and lay down that intention that Holy Spirit will be able to, that Jesus will be all around you, and the Holy Spirit will be all around you and be able to protect your property. Okay, Lisa, because it seems to me that is what's draining your battery even more than some of the things from your family and friends, but there is an accumulative effect, okay? And what you might want to do, too, is start playing music in your home. Go ahead.
So God bless you. I do. I play harp music because I heard that gets rid of bad things.
Mm-hmm.
And I play binaural beats.
Now, there's a... There's a solfeggio scale, and I'm not saying it properly, but there's a scale notes, the solfeggio, and in all of them, there's a whole scale of them from, what is it, I'm going to mess it all up, like it starts very low at 139 and goes on up to like 852 or something like that. Anyway, you might want to check on YouTube. There's collections where it's just an hour long, and I can't remember the site, but anyway. And what I did is I just put them all together, and I string a collection up, so I have 8 hours of solfeggio when I sleep in the background. So that's very good stuff, too. Music around is going to disturb the negative orchestra. And remember, we're dealing with frequency, whether we're dealing with spiritual frequencies or whether we're dealing with rock and roll or whether we're dealing with, Luciano Pavarotti. You know, it's all about frequency and holding your own, just as we said at the beginning of the program, holding your rhythm amid the orchestra. I hope that stuff helps. And also they're saying drink water. Drink lots and lots and lots of water. And in 2 days, they said you're going to have a stomach ache because your system is going to flush. Okay, it won't be too debilitating, but it's going to be uncomfortable. So they want you to drink lots. This is something that they'd ask you to do, is to drink lots and lots of water. I don't know what you usually drink, but drink some more water. And in a couple of days, your stomach is going to start getting a little bit crampy and your intestines will flush a little bit. Okay? That's part of the cleansing stuff. When you start praying and start getting rid of the spiritual yuck, you start getting rid of physical yuck too. Okie dokie?
You have a website?
I don't yet. I'm not working on a website. I've got other things going on, and I'm not good at maintaining it. I'm just real honest with you, so I don't. But you can find me back here.
Find a phone number for private.
Say again,
meeting.
I'm losing.
A phone
no,
number
I don't do private. No, I don't do private appointments at this time. I'm not doing those anymore for a while. I've got my fingers in other pies. But when that does happen, I certainly will let you guys know on air. Okie doke.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You bet. You bet. Thank you, Lisa from Kentucky. Good night. And folks, that's what we're here for, to see and to scope it out and to pray over folks and send things over for God to take care of. But remember, we're multidimensional creatures. We have spiritual needs. We have emotional needs. We have physical needs. And if we don't meet all of them, something's going to wait. So we have to keep all of it in balance. There we go. So we have a picket fence coming up. I suspect that it is a Skype call. Let me go ahead and bring your microphone live. It's a 111 across the board. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hello.
What an honor.
Hi.
It's Melissa, Colorado. Talk last
week. Well, Melissa from
Thank
Colorado.
You so much.
You bet. Melissa, let me stop you real quick. Let me let you know, the honor is mine, and the guardians say that don't worship them, okay? Don't make them all a big deal. Just be real cool, okay? Because they're real cool.
Okay.
Because remember last time when you called? Yeah, so just be real cool about it because they're here to help. They're not here to be bowed down to or to be worshipped. Okie doke? They're not God.
Got it.
The ones that's above them. You got it. That's above that. There you go. So, all right, go ahead and bring your question. What you got, Melissa?
Yes, thank you, guardians. I got it. You're mm-hmm. giving me you send an example of high respect to the Creator. Got it.
Absolutely.
It's clear that they don't mess with that. That's a teaching to us. Thank you for clarifying. Oh, eye opener. God is real.
It's for real.
Oh, I have a question. So about 3 weeks ago, and I'm sure maybe the guardians are going to laugh or we might find, wow, human activity. But anyway, my question is, so I really care for my friend, and I was, you know, the only person I was able to communicate, well, because I allow it to communicate and help me with human activities, and I did clear. I think I said everything that I have to say, and I know I was, I know I'm supposed to be patient. I was told that 3 weeks ago, and I like to know from the on this, there was a blessing to clear, or like I hope that I can, I hope he continues to help me, because I have some other proxies that I like to do, and then I have some of my, when I was younger, that I'm gonna be reaching out to them, and I wanna my light of God spread into them so they can spread to
okay.
the world.
Well, let me go ahead and interrupt you.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me interrupt you. Yeah, let me go ahead, because the guardians have a bead on it, and they're a school of thought. Okay, they're a school of thought. They're and so think of them in terms of that. So overall, hun, what the guardians are saying is, don't, be careful when you, if you decide to step back, if you decide to call people from your past, understand that you are calling back their vision of you. Right. So if you're calling like old friends to see how they're doing and all of that, that's good. But if you're calling past people for whatever reason, understand that when you call into the past, you call into the old pictures of you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. So if you're prepared to meet their vision of you, regardless of what it is, then feel free to call into the past. But what the guardians always warn about is when we make progress and we want to call people from our past to tell them about our progress, understand they still hold the same vision of you, the same picture of you, and if that situation is not healed, then you may need to defend your position, and it could hamper your own growth. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Yes, there you go. And there are times also, and I'm going to go ahead and put this forward because you know how to learn, but there are also times that we hamper our growth by simply going to the past and asking for that challenge, and now we get to refocus. Just when we're about to hit a healing spot, we go ahead and disrupt it so we don't have to hit that healing spot. So just be sure that you're reaching to the past is a positive thing to spread light and not looking for something to divert you from your forward motion. Does this make sense?
Yes.
There you go. Okay, and only you can answer that. I mean, that's between you, you and God. So what the guardians are saying is go ahead and journal a little bit about that and work it out on paper so that you know what your motivations are before you make a call into the past. Okie doke?
Yes, and the guardians, on my friend, will you please, if I still continue to be patient.
The guardians aren't gods. Guardians are the school of thought, okay? So if you want somebody to be patient with your friend, you're going to have to talk to God about that. Okie dokie? Does that sound good? All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I got some more callers on the line to get to, so I want to go ahead and let you go and wish you luck. Give me a couple of weeks before you call back. All right, Melissa?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. You have a good night, sweetie.
Interesting.
And that was Melissa from Colorado. You know, and the guardians do, they say that when we call back to the past, be sure that we're prepared and we have our energy in standing and in standby, but in standing so that the pictures of the past we can withstand and still hold to our current beat. All right, so we do have area code 646 on the line, and don't worry that we're so close to break because the calls come before the break does. So we won't be rushing through any of those things. So area code 646, your hand's raised again, and I'm bringing your microphone live. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Miranda. I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Miranda from New York. How are you tonight?
Hi, it's my first time calling in. Yes, I have a question about my husband. He is actually interviewing for a position, and we've been told he's on the list, short list, and there are other, obviously, other people being considered for this position. I was wondering what you see around this. Obviously, I'm praying for
his
best,
integrity.
You know?
His integrity will land him the job. Your husband's a high man of integrity. Now, understand that as a rule, we don't do third-party readings, but you guys are very close. You're a unit, and so the guardians are saying, yes, we'll give the information you need because your husband's listening. So... So he's a man of high integrity, and it's that integrity, and he needs to understand this. If he's called in for even another interview, it is his integrity. So that's a big deal. Okay, not to sell it. Don't sell himself with it and his integrity, but they will see his integrity, and that'll be a big deal. So the guardians are saying expect good things. Because it is a very short list. Let me see. They're trying to show me something, and the problem is with dead airspace, it's hard for me to just stop and listen and look. So, okay. Is there going to be a relocation?
That's possible.
It looks like there may be a relocation too. So if he's willing to relocate, his integrity will keep him going, and it will be tested for a week and a half. I don't know why I said that. That's what I'm saying. So evidently that's what needs to be said. So it'll be about something having to do with a week and a half, and the integrity being tested, but it's a good outcome. Okay.
I see.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. And bless you for your husband, because he does have a very high level of integrity, and that's really not awesome. So go ahead. Next question.
Yeah. I was just wondering, like, if he does get it, if it's going to be something that he and bring satisfaction, because sometimes
that'll be
you
up
never
to him.
That'll,
well, that'll be up to him. Let me say, it'll be up to him, because the guardians, if there was something to stand in the way, they would point that out.
I see.
So I don't see anything standing in the way. It's going to be good. It's going to be a positive thing. There's going to be like a week of I don't know, it's almost like misunderstanding where integrity comes into check really big. So expect a little bit of a week of upheaval of not knowing something and a story, something about a story. As long as he maintains his integrity, he's going to be fine.
I see. Okay.
Okay? Yeah.
Appreciate that. Thank
All
you.
Right. So you bet you have a good night. Good night, Miranda.
Thanks.
All right. Around, yeah. I had the wrong mouse. Here we go.
No worries.
Thank you so much, Miranda. Yeah, I've got three mice around here, and it's like, oh my goodness, which one is it? So yeah, you know, a lot of times when there is a job on the table, or there's a list of individuals or characters to choose from, and when it is a higher level or next level job, then integrity is going to be even more than knowledge level sometimes, because knowledge level can be improved. Integrity, that's a little bit of a harder job to make improvements on that once it's been shown to be lacking. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to a little bit of a break. We do have a couple more calls in the queue to get to, and we will hear directly. But I do want to go ahead and take a little break, stretch my legs, breathe a little bit, and just rest from all of the energy you guys bring it. And I want to thank you guys for bringing it, whether it's live or podcast pod people. We love you, too. And for those who are listening remotely, we don't know who you are, but we know that you are. And for being a part of the program, we do thank you. Also, those in the chat room, we want to give a shout-out to that as well. Now, I'm looking for a particular song, and I'm going through this queue like I'm all, you know, like, cool, right? It's like, well, let me just go through it. But I can't read any of it, because I have to detach from the energy a little bit. There we go. So we're going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to play a little bit of Brave, and then we'll come back on the other side, because at this point in time, when we're going to be coming up against so many interpersonal challenges, it's going to be necessary for us to be brave. Even for Melissa in Colorado, or not Melissa in Colorado, the first caller that we had, Lisa in Kentucky, you know, we need to be brave. And sometimes when we're standing up for our integrity and standing up for what's right and standing up even for ourselves, sometimes we find out that there are times we stand alone. And we have to be willing to do that, knowing that God's going to be with us and see us through that. So here we go. Let's listen to Brave. I am your host, Leanna Grace, and we'll be back on the other side. Broadcasting live from somewhere in the desert, posting up truth like a stamp in the corner of a letter, it's Leanna Grace, That Loud. Amid lies we seek truth. Amid truth we awaken. And once awakened, we speak truth everywhere. Now we're opening night and powering to reveal what's been hidden in plain sight. It's time for Leanna Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. Oh, no, our silence doesn't protect us. Welcome back here to Empathic Channel. I am your host, Leander Grace, and the Empathic Channel. And it is an honor and my honor to be with you all here this evening. I just started thinking and started laughing during the break, and then I hit the wrong button and we got the long intro, and, you know, nobody really minded but me. I just thought I'd share that with you. Anyway, welcome back to the program. We'll go ahead and pick up the phone line here in a minute. We'll pick up 408 directly. Just have you hang on just for a second now. I do want to talk a little bit about this. You know, we set the intention at the beginning of the program about marching to our own beat, and evidently the Guardians know a thing or two because that seems to be the topic that folks want to talk about. And the reason that I point that out is just for a moment for us to consider, you know, the school of thought. They have a higher view than the rest of us, but again, you know, they say, don't worship us, worship God. They are a school of thought that assists me, as well as guarding the channel, the information, and the frequency that I operate on to get the information back and forth. All right, just kind of give you an overview, kind of let you know what the upness is of the upness there. All right, so here we go. Let's go ahead and take another call. Area code 408, let me go ahead and bring your microphone live. Area code 408, your microphone's live. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Craig, and I'm calling from, yeah. Hello?
I need you to speak just a little bit louder, if you can do that.
Okay, can you hear me now?
It's good, thank you so much. I can hear you, Craig.
Oh, okay, great. So my name is Craig, I'm from, calling from California.
Craig from California. What can we do for you, Craig?
Well, it's not what you can do for me. I mean, I love what you do, believe me. I appreciate you.
Oh.
I do, truly. Truly. And I,
oh,
and
well,
I,
thank
and,
you.
And, yeah, well, you're welcome. And you deserve more than just a welcome, but what a wonderful experience, you know, to call in and hear somebody that's really talking like from the place where I operate from. And I guess that's why I'm calling.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, thank you for saying so. Thank you for sharing that, and I appreciate that. It's always good to hear that what I do is effective. You know, it's not about me. It's not about me on the program. It is about the callers and the information that's necessary. I don't even have to understand it, right?
Yes, I agree with that, and I that's why. I'm just reflecting what you're projecting, and I'm going to get ready to go a little bit deeper. I hope, you know, that would make it more profitable for you by me calling in and asking the question or whatever I'm going to say. You know, I'm just thinking about what I'm going to ask you or say to you, but I can just jump in anytime, I guess, whenever. Is it okay if I jump in right now?
Yeah, just jump anytime. Yeah, jump in right now. Share with us. We got at least 20 minutes left of air time, and share with us. We got one more caller. So there you go.
Well, that's good.
Okay. You bring it, Craig.
Okay. I understand. Thank you. I appreciate that, too, obviously. So my thing is that since I've been operating from the sacred place that you keep speaking about, and a lot of people that I run into, or at least that I speak to, are unaware of the sacred place, which is underneath my feelings, which is what I'm speaking about me, because I can't speak about somebody else at this moment, but I can definitely give my my testimony of how it works, you know what I mean? So I know a lot of people that say things and do things that come against the truth that I have in my heart, and my feelings become powerful. I'm sure yours do too. When you see things or hear things that come against your beautiful mind that I see that you have, right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so what?
So what is it that you do when people come against your beautiful mind and challenge you and your space? How do you do that?
That's good. Okay. Well, you know, when something comes against the truth, it's underneath my feelings, which is where I was going with this. When it comes against the truth that's in my heart, underneath my feelings, I was enjoying my feelings. and God-given feelings, they're meant to be enjoyed. So I was, because of my blessings. Mm-hmm. And sometimes my feelings become powerful because somebody said something or does something that comes against that truth, which is what I spoke about earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when that happens, I call it this, okay? I call it an assault on the existence of the love in my heart. And that proves
yes.
to me, that proves to me one thing first and foremost, and that is that my love is genuine and true and puts a smile back on my face so I can continue doing what I was doing in love. You understand?
My heart can break, so that must make it true. I think so. Yeah. Is
okay.
That's a paraphrase, maybe not quite what you were saying, but yeah. Yeah, a heart that can be disturbed is one that loves. Definitely.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
And I liked what you said about that sacred place being underneath the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I love the fact that you pay attention to how I feel, and my feelings are very important to me, and I've already examined my feelings in light of the truth that's underneath them, and I love to have this relationship with people like you.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you for saying so. Yeah, the exchange at the heart level and is pretty intense. So, are you
yeah.
a practitioner? Do you do healing?
No, I'm just I don't do nothing. I mean, I don't say don't do nothing. I do a lot of speaking. I do a lot of speaking, I guess you could say, but. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know.
So you're
you know,
a teacher.
I know. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. But I don't know what someone
mm-hmm.
else is going to say until they open their mouth. And then when they open their mouth, I get the opportunity to appraise the words that they're speaking to let me know if they know what I'm talking about or they don't, so I can address the situation accordingly.
Yeah, right. It takes care of miscommunication a lot. We were talking about
yeah.
mirrors on one of the other programs. Yeah, how what we're reflecting back may not be what we're actually putting out. So somewhere
uh-huh.
in between the projection and the reflection, you know, they got a signal interference, right?
Well, I sure love you. I mean, I don't know you. This is the first I'm a first-time call, a listener and everything. But just by you talking the way you talk,
oh, my
I can't
goodness.
Just say to someone.
Well,
I can't just say to anybody. I appreciate where you're coming from, and God knows, because you know God's word is a mirror, right? When you
Absolutely.
Look in God's word, you can see yourself on the inside, and if you ever saw yourself
mm-hmm.
on the inside the way God sees you, you would know that He made you perfect in His sight. So if anything takes you away from that, it would be a distraction. From the truth. You know, would you agree?
Amen. Amen. I got an amen for you there, brother. Yeah.
Oh, well,
God knows it. He shows it.
Because, you know,
yeah.
What can I say? I'm just some kid that doesn't know anything, but I try to do my best. I've been trying to put two words together to make a sentence for a long time, and it looks like tonight
mm-hmm.
I've obviously
You got a whole paragraph
something.
Out, Craig. Yeah, you did
oh,
a whole paragraph there. It was not...
You're embarrassing yourself.
Craig, I am. Well, I'm going to let you go because I don't know what blushing sounds like on the radio, but it's occurring, and I'm not usually that transparent on air. So I am going to let you go, but I do thank you for all the good words. I do. I appreciate them.
Oh,
and thank you for letting me know that you hear me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, obviously. It's obvious. You know, you're an angel. So go ahead. Do what you do.
You have a good evening, Craig.
You too. Thank
okay.
you.
Good night.
All right. Good night. Bye.
And that was Craig. Craig from California. And I like that, the sacred space underneath the feelings. That's where we are. And we do have a lot of layers that are either by accident, design, required, or, you know, we perceive that there's a requirement to put those layers on top. And are they effective? Do they help? Well, you know, we're human. We have what we have. So I want to thank you, Craig, for bringing that to the air. That was very special. Appreciate that. All right, so we are going to go ahead and looking at, I have another picket fence, and I'm not sure if it's the same picket fence because we've scrolled through a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and bring your microphone live. I don't know if it changes when I bring your microphone live. Have I spoken to you tonight before? Your microphone's live, picket fence, Skype call.
Hello?
Hello? Have I spoken to you earlier? Yes.
Oh, hi, it's Melissa. I was like, oh, she came back to me.
Oh,
was not.
Oh, no, I did. Okay, no, I just mistaken. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go because I do need to go ahead and wrap the rest of this up for the evening. I just didn't know if it was the same caller or another one. So you have a good evening. All right, Melissa?
Okay.
Right. Thank you. And you guys, you guys are so great as listeners and your patience with the stuff. I want to thank you all for being with us this evening. So, yeah, keeping your rhythm, keeping our own rhythm amid the orchestra. And what happens when the music changes, right? What happens when, you know, as Craig was saying, happy, you know, we're happy, just being happy. And then someone brings grief. You know, how do we maintain our own frequency? How do we maintain our own mood or emotions? Because our frequency is reflected by our mood. So how do we maintain that? And there's a lot of different ways. Sometimes if there's no way within an environment to do that, you have to leave the environment. You know, and one of the callers this evening was talking about having to say no, and then the environment has to change, and people become angry because she's upset the workings of the balance of the environment. And we all have to adjust. And if we're little whiny titty babies about not wanting to adjust, or we're surrounded by people who are whiny titty babies about not wanting to adjust, then there's going to be conflict until we reach an agreement on that. So I want to talk a little bit also about compromise. Now, you know, we're brought up and we're taught from a very young age, we go along to get along, and that's a dangerous outlook. There are times when we're among friends and it's not a dangerous behavior. You know, we do what they wanted, we go along to get along. But as far as a mantra, here we go back to topic, as far as a mantra and a way to live, going along to getting along is actually a form of, well, we give up part of ourselves. I was going to use the P word, but I'm not going to. We give up a part of ourselves when we do that. There's a time to go along with the crowd. I mean, you know, you lose the vote on who gets to watch the movie. Okay, you go along to get along. You don't huff and you puff and you be a good sportsman about it and you watch the movie even if you think it sucks. But if it's something else, say it's a, let's talk a little politics, not much, a little bit, say it's a policy. Are you going to do what your friends want? Say it's a rule in a household. Are you going to do what everyone else wants, even though you know right from wrong? Let's say it's something that's dangerous. Are you going to go along to get along? Or are you going to stand up and make your frequency, your opinion, keeping your emotional stamina so that you can be heard? Now, I'm not talking about, you know, screaming at people, no, I don't want it, blah, blah, although that may occur. But I'm talking about simply saying, it was one of our callers simply saying no, or was some of the callers simply saying yes, or having a sense of self, knowing yourself different from other people and being willing to do those things that are necessary to continue in your growth rather than looking left or right for human approval, which can really get us messed up. I mean, we all like approval. I mean, you heard that other call. It was nice to hear those things from a caller. It was very nice. Touched my heart. But if I'm doing this job only to get those kinds of calls, I'm going to be hungry for a very long time. But if I'm doing this job, and thank you, Craig, and if I'm doing this job to do the job that God sent me to do, why, then we have evenings like tonight with people calling and sharing their heart. And it becomes great. We get to help folks, get to see things, and I get to learn right along with you all. So it's a good thing for me too. Keeping our beat, keeping our rhythm, keeping our focus on what it is we have to do without, you know, how do we turn people down without being mean? How do we say no without sounding like the B word? And it's not always easy because sometimes it doesn't matter how gently you say no. Let me go ahead and get a drink here. Sometimes it doesn't matter how gently you say no to somebody. It's going to hurt their feelings, or it's going to make them angry, or and why would that be? Understand the dynamic of hearing no to some sounds like lack. The dynamic of hearing the word no to some people actually translates into a completely different definition than simply no. People can say no to me all the time, and it's because their answer is no. If they have an alternative narrative, I'm not paying attention to it. Even with my gift, I get to turn that off and not pay attention to it. But no is just no. No doesn't mean you're bad. No doesn't mean you're not worthy. No doesn't mean you're not enough. No just means no. It doesn't mean any of the things that are mainstream media, and I'm not talking about news, although that's part of it. I'm speaking about our movies and our commercials and all of these things. They're selling perfume by being naked on the beach. Like, if you want to be naked on the beach, then you got to smell like this. Well, if you get naked on the beach, you're going to smell like someone's naked on the beach. You're not going to smell like that perfume anymore. Just saying, not experience. I read a book. So if we keep our focus and we keep our rhythm and we keep going forward and someone tick, tick, ticks on the side and we have to tell them no, and then all of their anger comes out because no means something completely different to them than what it meant to you. No to them might mean that you're abandoning them forever and all you said was no, I don't want a sandwich, whatever it happens to be. It's just a simple no. And so this is where knowing yourself, I knowing myself and you knowing yourself comes into play, because whatever the no's have to say towards you, you're going to already know whether it's true or not. And I'm talking about the name callers. Oh, you're only doing this because, and then they fill in their own blanks of the narrative. And if you know yourself, then you know that you don't have to own that definition of why you said no. And then you turn up the music, maybe a little rhythm, maybe a little beat going to it, and dance a little bit to your own beat, and let all the people who don't want to hear no go away. And let them scream all by themselves about how hurt they are because you said no about something. Now, don't beat people up with it. I mean, we have a right to say no about anything, but if you're saying no and it turns into withholding, right, you have a right to withhold. Should you? That's something between you and God to talk about. But we, you know, saying no as a form of punishment, that's something else. Like, it's the same action, but it's a different motivation. I'm going to say no because I know they really want it, and I'm going to teach them a lesson. And as soon as we decide that we're going to teach them a lesson, then we decided that we are their God, and that's just not part of the truth. That's what our ego wants to do. Our ego wants to lord over, and that a maladjusted one in that when it seems slighted. So these are some of the dances that go on, and we don't even think about them. And it is at the very basic level. Hold on to it. This is some profound stuff. Craig, you might want to hear this. This profound is at its basic level. It is litter play. Oh, yeah, it's puppy litters. It's still us vying for position in the real world, fighting through the perceptions and the misperceptions. And once we get a really good bead on ourselves, if it doesn't mesh with what the outside world wants us to look like, fill in the blank of what the outside world is, then it's going to beat against us. Because even if you're just one person, you have upset the balance. Simply by making one farther step into the light, into understanding yourself, understanding the world around you, understanding the scriptures, and understanding the God that created us, that's just one step closer into the light. That just really messes with the spiritual darkness. They can't stand it. They know they're on their way out. They know they're losing. And so right now, just as there's a final battle on the political stage, there's also a final battle inwardly that we're all going through at different stages and in different pulses and different rhythms of it. You know, some people are having a battle for an hour and then they're fine. Some people are battling for days. Some people for longer than that. Bless their hearts. We need to lift everybody up in prayer. But we all have our inward battles right now. It's required in the refining process as we go through this. It's required if we want refinement. Fire is required, and Holy Spirit will make sure we get just the right amount. So when we go through these little things of, you know, welcome it, it's not easy in the middle of it. No one's going to welcome it. We're all going to say, why, because that's what it's there for. So, but when we get to the other side of it, don't forget to thank God for the lesson and for the insight that was brought, even though it may not have been a very comfortable lesson. And I liken it to also the very strict math teacher. And I had one. He was strict. He was good. He was strict. He was good. And but he taught us, and he taught us very well. And he was tough. But at the end of it, we learned. And we didn't just learn math. We learned discipline. We learned self-discipline. We learned self-control. He made sure of it. And so all of these things from this one math teacher, all of these disciplines and these tools came, and all he was teaching was math. And it was not fun, and it was not comfortable, but I learned a lot in that class. And the Father knows much better than our math teachers on how to instruct us in the most intense levels that we need. And so when the refining process comes, I call it the pressing. He presses us so that the oil is refined, the oil is renewed, and we have that sweet myrrh. And he'll press us again if we need it. And it's not fun, but we're all going through it. And we're past the dividing times, but we're still pulling back the curtain, and we're still revealing those things that have been hidden in plain sight. I am your host, Leanna Grace. I want to thank you all for joining me here on the broadcast this evening, whether it's live or podcast. Pod people, we love you too. And those of you listening remotely don't know who you are, but we know that you are. Craig, thank you so much for your very kind words. And Lisa will continue in prayer with you as well. Until next time, I am your host, Leanna Grace. I do plan on being back on the air. Good Lord willing, the creek don't rise on Wednesday night. We'll see how that goes. It may have to be earlier, may need a reschedule, but we'll see if we can't get a broadcast out. Until next time, I'm reminding you to, as always, to watch for those signposts, to connect these dots, to find your path, to live in love, and do something good as we learn to forgive. And until next time, good night.